Today's story is I'll Take You to Mrs. Cole by Nigel Gray and Michael Foreman. When my mum came in from work and I hadn't got the table laid, she said, "If you can't do what you're told, I'll take you to Mrs. Cole." Mrs. Cole lives down the street in a dirty house, in a noisy house, with lots of kids under her feet. When my mum came in from work and I'd been playing battleships in the bath and had flooded the floor of the flat, she said, "Put on your hat and coat. I'm taking you to Mrs. Cole." I put on my hat and coat and waited outside the door. I wondered what it would be like at Mrs. Cole's house. Perhaps her kids had no toys, no clothes, no telly, no treats. Perhaps she made them do dusting and polishing and washing the floor and whipped them when they fell asleep. Perhaps she gave them nothing to eat except cabbage and curly kale. Perhaps she kept them locked in a dark and dismal dungeon with green and slimy walls. Perhaps she fed them to her favourite pets, boa constrictors, alligators and piranha fish. Then my mum told me to take off my coat and come back in. "I'll let you off this time," she said, "but next time you're bad, I'll take you to Mrs. Cole." When my mum came in from work and I'd broken the window with my very bouncy ball, she said, "Put on your hat and coat. I'm taking you to Mrs. Cole." I followed her down the dark, damp street. We crossed the road and stood outside Mrs. Cole's gate. The lights were on all over the house. There was music playing. I could see Mrs. Cole inside the window. She was fat and her face was red. She had a baby in her arm. She was stirring a wooden spoon in a great big pan, round and round, round and round. "Perhaps she's going to boil the baby," I thought. "Perhaps she makes her children into stew." "All right," my mum said. "I'll let you off this time. Come on home with me, but next time you're bad, I'm taking you to Mrs. Cole." The next day was Saturday. My mum had to go to work. "Do the washing up," she said, "and make the beds, then get to the shopping. I've left a list, and make sure the table's laid before I get home for dinner. And don't you be doing any more damage or I'll take you to Mrs. Cole." After she'd gone and the flat was quiet and lonely and cold, I looked at the dirty breakfast dishes on the table. I looked at the crumpled bedclothes on the beds. I decided to run away. I went out into the misty morning street. People bustled by with shopping bags. No one noticed me. A car drove through a puddle and splashed dirty water at my legs. I crossed the road. I stood outside Mrs. Cole's house. The gate was hanging from one rusty hinge. Weeds filled the front garden taller than me. It was like a jungle from the Tarzan film. The paint was scraped off the door and there was a piece of cardboard where the glass used to be. The lights were on all over the house, even though it was daytime. There was music blaring out and a dog barking and children shouting. Mrs. Cole was still in the window. I could hear her making toast and frying eggs, and she still carried the baby in her arm. So she hadn't boiled it after all. I stood waiting on the grim grey street. I wanted to run away, but I didn't know where to go. Then Mrs. Cole came. "Hello, me lover," she said. "What are you doing in the cold without a coat? You'll catch your death." She was big and red with straggly hair, a scruffy cardigan, and a great big smile.
I'm running away from home," I said.
"Running away from home?" said Mrs. Cole. "Does your mother know?"
"No," I said. "My mum's out at work."
"Well, you'd best come in, me lover," she said. "Get yourself warm through." I wondered if it was a trick, and if Mrs. Cole was really a child catcher by trade, and once I stepped inside her smile would vanish and a net would drop down on me from the ceiling and no one would ever know where I'd gone. But the street was cold. Mrs. Cole smelled of bacon and her house looked warm. She took my hand and we went inside. In the hall there was a pile of dirty washing, a broken pram, half a scooter, a pyjama leg and three shoes, one red, one brown and one blue.
In the kitchen at the table, there was a big boy with a small boy on his head. There were three cats among the dishes on the table and one on the windowsill, who watched the goldfish swimming in a tank. A terrapin sat on a stone and stretched his neck. In the corner, a black dog lay dozing in a cardboard box while four puppies were feeding from her teats. Two cages hung from the ceiling. In one was a yellow canary who sang. In the other, two budgies, one blue, one green, chirruped and kissed. On an old settee, a girl and a boy were eating toast, talking with their mouths full and dropping the crumbs. But Mrs. Cole never even told them off. The baby lay on the settee without its nappy on, kicking its legs. A girl without any knickers tottered around the floor. The oven door was open and the oven was on to make the kitchen warm. Mrs. Cole sang a song with a singer on the radio and it didn't even give her a headache. She made me a bacon butty with a cup of tea. "How many sugars, my dear?" she asked. "Three, please," I said. And she gave me three. My mum only lets me have one. "Mum!" said a girl on the settee, spraying crumbs all around the room. "Polly's done a piddle on the floor." Mrs. Cole got a cloth and wiped it up, and she never stopped singing the song she sang. There was shouting and squealing and bumping down the stairs. A girl ran in, chased by a boy. They fell in a heap on the kitchen floor. The girl shrieked, "Mum! Mum! Michael's tickling me! Stop him, Mum!"
"Leave her alone," said Mrs. Cole, "or I'll hold you down and tickle you myself."
"But she won't feed the rabbits, Mum, and they'll starve to death."
"It's not my turn."
"Yes, it is."
"Well, me and Polly'll feed the rabbits," said Mrs. Cole. "Won't we, Polly, my lover? And you two can do him tomorrow. Today you've got a new friend to play with. When he's finished his tea, take him with you and treat him nice." I played all day, and Mary and Michael came and helped me do my housework. When I was going home, Mrs. Cole said, "Come back and play, my lover, any time you like." Nowadays, my mum says, "If you're good, you can go and play at Mrs. Cole's." Because at Mrs. Cole's, they always treat me nice.